Now here to tell us what it says in Friday's papers is Ronan Kelly.
Thanks, Anya. It being Friday, many of those stories from earlier in the week are still in the papers. Gerry Adams has said he'll be donating his libel award to charities that help children in Gaza, the homeless in Ireland and Irish language groups. That's in the Star. In the Mirror, Larissa Nolan is writing about the shooting at the Carlow shopping centre. She says that the Gardaí have backed themselves into a corner, releasing the race of the shooter. Now she says they've set a precedent to do it wherever perpetrators are from. She's also writing about that TV documentary broadcast on RT TV earlier in the week about the Housewife of the Year competition. She takes issue with the notion that the 1980s celebration of housewives contrasts with life today. She writes that now women are not only expected to be Housewife of the Year, but they also have to hold down a full-time job while doing it. In the Examiner letter section, Michael O'Sullivan is cross at the Housewives documentary. He writes that his late wife Eileen was a regional winner of the Housewife of the Year competition. He says the documentary was more like a religion-bashing current affairs programme. Most of the country, he said, looked forward to the Housewife of the Year competition, not as a story of sorrow and woes, but as sheer enjoyment. That other documentary on RTE TV about neglect and abuse in nursing homes is still receiving plenty of coverage. The Independent tells us that a HICWA report last November found that in one of the nursing homes featured, residents were happy and respected. The Independent editorial on the matter says that the programme shows that there's a lack of focus in government agencies towards meeting the complex needs of older people. The Herald reports that the latest search for Madeleine McCann has been called off, after nothing was found. That sentencing hearing of the men involved in the MV Matthew drug ship has provided one of the best pieces of reporting in the papers today. It's by Owen Reynolds in the Irish Times. He goes through the details of the operation, what went wrong for the crew and right for the authorities, and it's a fascinating long read if you have the time. Elsewhere in the Times, and still on crime, a criminologist from the US analyses the Richard Satchwell case. She says that his far-flung accounts of monkeys for sale, deceased parrots and undiagnosed psychiatric disorders should have raised the eyebrows of Gardaí. And another cross letter to the papers, this time to the Times, and it's about the exams which began this week. Teacher Alan O'Connor writes that he hated the Junior Cert English paper. He said it seemed deliberately designed to trip students up. It was the examination of equivalent, he says, of a fast food buffet. Write as much as you can and don't mind the quality. He finishes by writing, 33 years teaching, I've never felt as disillusioned. And still on education, a secondary school student has won a case at the Workplace Relations Commission on grounds of gender. He was told he couldn't wear an earring in one ear, even though he pointed out other students are allowed to wear earrings in two ears. The adjudicator ordered the school amend their rules and pay the boy €9,000. This is to be given to his mother and to be used for his education.
Ronan, thank you very much.